I was wondering the other like characteristics like impermanence, dukkha,
Yes.
anatta, but
Yes.
also tathāgata and so on. Are these considered to be the third quenching elements or?
There would be, yeah, I mean, yes, that's a good question, because I mean certainly all of these are inclining to the nirodha, the quenching cessation, inclining to nibbana. So and traditionally the aspect of anatta, when it's probably come up quite soon in this, what the Buddha is pointing to, what is emptiness, is that it is empty of a self and belonging to a self. So that sense of identification or claiming, sense of association, relationship, ownership, is relinquished and let go, and that one can release into that quality of sunyata. But yes, those different qualities that that Ajahn Amaro mentioned, those nine, the nine eyes. Anattata, anicca, dukkha, sunyata,
Dhammaniyamata,
dhammaniyamata, dhammatitata, idapachayata,
tathāgata,
and atamayata. So all of those are would you could draw a straight line from those two. To a quenching.
I think it is. We do quote that in that when there's a dialogue. The world is empty. The world is empty. What is meant by the world being empty? And then the response is empty of self and what belongs to a self. And Ajahn Buddhadasa, I believe in that book, The Heartwood from the Bodhi Tree, he underscores that there's a very close relationship between sunyata, and anatta. It's kind of they're almost taken as completely different qualities in later commentaries or by the way people talk about it. But Ajahn Buddhadasa underscores that they're just from the sutras themselves, they're very closely related.